You're with Morning Edition on 90.5 WESA. I'm Maria Scappoletto. Pittsburgh Steelers chairman Dan Rooney, who will be laid to rest today, was a man who was admired not just in the world of football, but off the gridiron as well. To say he was loved by the people of southwestern Pennsylvania would be an understatement. Although he was famous in Pittsburgh, having been born into the crown jewel of the region's sports universe, he was always approachable and kind. Speaking to WQED in 2013, Rooney said his father, Steelers founder Art Rooney Sr., instilled that trait in him.
The thing that he did, and I hope that I gained a lot from it, is he really enjoyed people. He just related to people so much, and he would talk to everybody, and we'd go to airports, and I'd say, Dad, we got to make the plane, because he's talking to everybody. He said, you run ahead and tell him I'm on the way.
Rooney was a devout Catholic, something Pittsburgh Bishop David Zubik says had a strong impact on how he lived his life.
He was such a humble man, you know, and humility really meant that despite whatever successes he had, and they were many, the focus was always, always, always on the other person. It was never on Dan Rooney.
There was another part of Rooney's character that gave him credibility with people throughout the region, according to former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell.
100% integrity, 100% caring about ordinary people.
Rendell says the respect Rooney had for everyday Pennsylvanians was mutual and apparent in 2008 when he campaigned hard in the state for then-candidate Barack Obama.
Because he was, one, so widely respected, and two, because he spoke so clearly, he spoke from the heart. We carried the state in 2008 by 11 points, but I think Dan was very responsible for how well we did in western Pennsylvania.
Obama repaid Rooney once he was elected, tapping him to be ambassador to Ireland, a position he held for 4 years. Diplomacy, though, was something Rooney may have been preparing for his whole life. As Bishop Zubik explains, Dan Rooney was among the best ambassadors the city of Pittsburgh ever had.
I think it's just important for everybody to be able, whether they knew him directly or saw him from afar, just to kind of cherish the beautiful lesson that he taught all of us, and especially as he, I think, cast even a brighter light on the beauty of what it means to be a southwestern Pennsylvanian.
Because after all, that's what Dan Rooney was, one of us. Or as he would put it himself in this interview, courtesy of Steelers.com.
I believe in going with the people, talking to them. Hey, can I get your picture taken? And I think it's important that they see I'm the same as them. I'm a fan. I'm not trying to be a big shot or doing anything like that, just to let them know that I'm with them.
Today's funeral mass will be celebrated at St. Paul Cathedral in Oakland. Pittsburgh native and longtime Cardinal Donald Wuerl of Washington, D.C. will preside. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Maria Scappoletto.